Here's a complaint from Marcia. Marcia is an old lady. Marcia says, "Hi, I'm sitting here on hold with Peter." Peter is in quotation marks, and I'm going to take that to mean that he's a foreigner who claims his name is Peter. But I don't know that for sure. I'm just guessing. "I've asked a simple question, and Peter," in quotation marks, "does not know the answer. He keeps stalling. Finally, I said, 'I've had this problem before. I would like to talk to someone who specializes in this problem.' I was put on hold and cut off when I try back. Then say, 'No one can help me with this problem.' Would you like to hear yourself on the internet again giving customers a hard time?" Then she makes a second post. "And by the way, why do you not call back to get feedback when you know the customers had a bad experience?" It sounds like she wants me to call her and ask for some feedback. The best thing about Marcia is in her Facebook profile picture, she's holding a phone. she looks like frustrated in the picture. Like I don't know, maybe she took a picture of herself on hold with Comcast and made that her profile picture. I don't know. That's sure what it looks like.
Marcia.
Hello, this is Brad from Comcast. I was just calling.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I was just calling to make sure you had an okay experience with us recently.
That was awful. Just what? Awful.
What?
Talk to Peter. I'm on the other line with the technician now. Talk to Peter. He said, he just kept saying, "Bear with me." I'm asking him a simple question. If he doesn't know, he shouldn't be on the line.
Oh, and, Peter's our best technician.
I wasn't rude to him, but I said, "I keep having this problem. I think we should address this with someone else. I think we need to address it with someone else." And just hold on. Finally, puts me on hold, lets me sit there, and I think deliberately cut me off. Then when I call back, they say, "There's nobody that can talk to you
now." Peter wouldn't do that. Peter is our best technician. I can't believe you're talking shit about him. Oh, come on. How can you say these things how can you say these things about Peter? I know Peter. He's a good person.
Where is Peter located?
Why? What are you going to do to him? Like, why do you need to know that? That sounds like that sounds like a threat.
No, I don't think it's a threat.
Oh, it's a promise then. I get it.
Are you really with Comcast?
Yes. I can't believe you're sitting here talking shit about us. It's all you people do is complain, complain, complain.
Uh-huh.
You never tell anyone when we do good things, do you?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I had a really good experience with a guy not too long ago.
And who'd you tell that you had such a good experience? No, you didn't tell anyone.
Friends.
You big liar.
Friends.
You're just a big liar.
You are really strange.
Oh my God, you lie so much.
Who are you?
My name's Brad. I'm with Comcast.
And you would call a customer and talk to them like this?
Well, only the ones that are being big liars and talking shit about Peter. Peter's the best.
Where is he located?
I'm not giving you his address. You can't go to his house. That's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have our customers threatening our employees like that.
I did not threaten your employee.
Oh, why do you want to know his address then?
I wanted to know whether he was in the U.S.
Wait, why? Do you have a problem with foreigners?
No.
You wanted to make sure he was not a foreigner? Is that what you said?
No.
Well, what's the problem then? Why would you need to know that?
I need to know that because,
because you hate foreigners.
No.
You are a racist, ma'am.
Pardon?
You are a racist.
No, I'm not. I'm black.
No, that does not mean that you can't be a racist.
Yes, it does.
And also, you're not black.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
How do you know?
Because I'm looking at your Facebook, you big liar. See, I told you you're a liar. You're the biggest liar on the planet.
Yeah. Can I see you on Facebook?
No, I'm not giving you my Facebook, you psycho stalker lady. Why are you telling me you're black when you're not black?
Just messing with you like you're messing with me.
I'm not messing with you. I would never mess with a customer.
You called up. You used a bad word in talking to me?
I said the shit word, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, I'm going to mark down on this survey that you gave us 10 out of 10 stars, and you think we're wonderful. And I won't...
Mark it that way, Mark.
I won't...
Or Brad, whatever your name is.
Yeah, I won't even write down that you're racist. I'll keep that a secret between me and you.
You are amazing.
Thank you. That's better.
Really work for Comcast?
No, I just saw your post on Facebook, so I thought I'd mess with you.
Well, how do you call me, though?
I called you. I looked you up on whitepages.com.
Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
Because I am weird.
I'll agree with that.
Okay. As long as we agree.
Yeah. Couldn't you do something else with your time?
Probably. But nope. Instead, I just call people that complain about Comcast.
You think Comcast is great?
I don't have a problem with them.
You don't?
No, they work for me.
Interesting. My. Okay. Talk to you later, Brad.
Okay, bye. I'm pretty sure that lady recorded my phone call, because I didn't notice it while I was talking to her, but as I was editing it, I heard this. Here, let me play a clip from that call you just heard.
No, I don't think it's a threat.
Did you hear that beeping sound? It's been a while since I've been an iPhone user, but I think that's the sound you hear when you hit the record button, you know, to do a voice recording. And then within 5 seconds after I heard that sound, she asked me this.
Are you really with Comcast?
Yes. So just like she said in her post, remember in her post she said, would you like to hear yourself on the internet again giving customers a hard time? She was hoping to make the next viral customer service video from Comcast. Just like that one I played a month or two ago of the really annoying Comcast breakup that was all over the internet for a while. I can't believe she would record my voice without my permission, though. That is so wrong. Who does that? Also, I did reply to this lady's post on Comcast, the one that she made on Comcast. And I wrote on here, do the quotation marks around Peter's name signify that he's a foreigner? And I was hoping she would respond to me. I wrote that after the phone call. But instead, her post disappeared from Comcast. And I thought that was funny. But then I tried to look at her profile a little bit later, and her profile's gone. And I started to feel bad because I thought she actually took down her Facebook because of me. But I logged in under a different account and her Facebook's there. She's just blocked me. She doesn't want to have a conversation with me. I don't understand why.